There's an ongoing battle over just how much Massachusetts authorities can legally partner with federal immigration officials. A state Supreme Court decision in 2017 appeared to offer some clarity. But 2 years later, three county sheriffs and the state corrections department are pushing the limits of that legal decision. They're all renewing contracts with the federal government that were set to expire at the end of this month. As WBUR's Shannon Dooling explains, all the Massachusetts partners will be cooperating for at least another year.
Immigration advocates and county sheriffs can agree on one thing. This is an issue of safety. The debate is over contracts known as 287G partnerships. Immigrant advocates say these contracts undermine safety in immigrant communities, while sheriffs insist the agreements help protect the community. The program is named after a section added to the Immigration and Nationality Act in 1996. It allows partners to execute so-called ICE detainers, civil warrants issued by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They're requests from ICE for local law enforcement officials to hold an individual who may be wanted on civil immigration charges. And in 2017, they were deemed unlawful in Massachusetts.
The decision from the Supreme Judicial Court was absolutely clear. State court and law enforcement officers have no business holding people for ICE pickup.
Susan Church is an immigration attorney based in Cambridge. She's dumbfounded as to why the three counties, along with the State Department of Correction, are renewing the 287G contract when, she says, at least part of those agreements, the part about honoring ICE detainers, is illegal under the SJC's decision.
Either follow the law or don't follow the law. But if you don't follow the law, they'll have to be sued over, and there should be consequences.
But that's not how Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson sees things.
Well, yes, if there is a detainer, we obviously would hold them for at least the 48 hours that would give ICE time to get there.
Hodgson was eager to partner with the Trump administration in this program, considering it a valuable public safety tool. One of the responsibilities is identifying inmates whom ICE wants to take into custody once they've posted bail or been released from jail or a house of correction. Hodgson says once trained by ICE, his deputized county employees are functioning as federal immigration officials, which he says grants them the authority to enforce the very same detainers outlawed by the SJC.
We've used these administrative warrants for years and years and years in the past. It's never been a problem.
Barnstable and Plymouth counties are also 287G partners and are extending their contracts. Immigration advocates are now trying to get rid of the contracts entirely in Massachusetts. Prohibiting 287G contracts is part of the latest version of the proposed Safe Communities Act, which could come up for a hearing on Beacon Hill in November. Amy Grunder works on legislation for the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition.
At a time when immigrant state residents are afraid to access court and police protection, perpetuating agreements like these send exactly the wrong message to immigrant communities. So we'd like to see them prohibited outright by law.
The number of 287G programs has exploded nationwide under President Trump. There were only 28 partner jurisdictions before he entered office. 52 signed up since. The three Massachusetts county sheriffs came on board during the Trump administration. The state's Department of Correction has been a partner since 2016. These are the only partnerships in New England. Hampden County Sheriff's Department says it's interested in participating, but it's waiting for clarification from the courts as to exactly how the decision from the SJC squares with 287G responsibilities. That clarity may end up coming from the state's lower courts. Advocates say they're looking for potential cases to show how they believe the partnerships skirt the decision from the state's highest court. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.